Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves or they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for a son and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Peace, peace. What's good? Welcome back to the show. It's the Urban X Podcast. We're here with you guys in the building. I'm Malcolm. This is the Black Dad. Thank you guys for joining us.
We appreciate your presence
here.
In the mix with us on this slow.
No. Listen. Not slow. We're going to make it happen.
Niggas was not niggering. Excuse my French.
No, but white people was doing their thing.
Okay.
All right.
So the Wiggers.
Yeah. So you know what I'm saying?
So the Wiggers was out.
White people was doing their thing. So we got some stuff to talk about. But what's good, everybody? Hope everybody had an amazing weekend. Productive.
Yes.
Or relaxing. Which one? Whatever one. Either one is cool.
Yes.
Either one is cool. How was your weekend?
Weekend was good. Good. Nice and quiet. I got to hang out with Noble on Friday.
That's right.
That's always the highlight of my week.
Yeah.
When the young man comes and hangs out with Pampa.
Yeah.
And so we had a good time. Other than that, we secretly dropped the bomb.
Oh, yes. And people have taken advantage.
On the embossed hoodies.
Yeah, guys. So if you were not on our email list or in our text list or in our membership, for that matter, you didn't know, but we're running a 50% off sale on these embossed hoodies. 50% off. It's all got to go.
And that those are some of the privileges of being a member.
Yeah, you can find out stuff early. You get access early.
We find out stuff early, and believe it or not, half of them of what we had is sold.
Yeah, it's gone.
So you have to get in now and buy more than one. Buy two.
Yeah.
Buy three.
Yeah.
They're $60. They normally go for $120, and that's only because we're moving into spring, and we could hold them.
We could until next
and then pop on. But I want to come back with new colors, new styles for the next joint. So we said we made the executive decision. We let these go for $60 a pop. As is, like, you know, we ain't got your size. We just ain't got your size.
Yeah.
But peruse through there. If you see your size and you see your size in two or three colors, I'm going to tell you, you need to go ahead and get that.
Joels, thank you. Hope Black Media can support Darius Lester. I don't even know who that
is. I don't know who that is, but we will find out before the night is up.
Let us know.
Get these hoodies.
Yes, 50% off. And if you're watching, they probably... They down below in the Spindle down below.
While supplies last, and I don't think they'll make it to Wednesday. I still have people in my timeline doubling down, embarrassing to admit that they were wrong on the Biden-Trump in the arm punch. Some just unfollowed me.
Yeah, listen, that's life, man.
That's life.
Thank you for the super chat, though, but that's life. And especially now, like, you know, people, the cognitive dissonance, you can't admit you were wrong, especially when you're being publicly loud about a stance. You know what I'm saying? Like, you were quietly, you know, if you were quietly voting for Biden, you know, so you ain't telling nobody.
Yeah.
You don't gotta say nothing. You're not attached to that, you know, to that opinion, to that decision.
These people were loud.
Yeah.
It was wrong and strong, as we say. You don't be wrong and strong. And as a result, here we are.
Yes.
And so other than that, let's get a roll show, a roll call.
Real quick, shouts out to the people who were live with me in the membership on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
I did a solo live. It wasn't a Hulk.
No, but it's your version of
it. It was my version of it. You know what I'm saying? So that was dope.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was telling people, like, I'd be nervous doing stuff because I didn't think anybody was going to show up. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, they show up for you.
You know what I mean? I was nervous. I was just, you know, waiting. But hey, we had a nice time.
Urban X Nation will show up, especially, you know, if they chilling, they got a little time on their hand. You and Eli did your first episode.
Yes, me and Eli did our first episode of Nerd Talk. That'll be up this week.
Because what we're going to do with the channel now is it's not just going to be podcasts.
We are consolidating everything.
And we got a lot of content. And it's all going to be in one place. This is UrbanX TV. So that's how we're going to move it forward. So you'll see, you name it, you'll see the Hulks in there. You'll see hip-hop videos I've done in the past. You'll see lectures I've done. You'll see
business stuff,
Nerd Talk. You'll see business talk.
Everything.
It's all one channel. If we're trying to get to 100 racks, we're going to have to stack the deck.
And that's one thing we have, and I was telling people this on Saturday. That's one thing we have is content.
Yeah, one thing we do have is content.
You know what I'm saying? And one thing we can deliver that. You know what I'm saying? And we're very multifaceted. We don't got to force anything. Like Adam 22, he be trying to force stuff. We don't have to force. We can talk politics, business, conspiracy, nerd stuff. Metaphysics, we could do it all naturally, and that's who we are. And instead of just, you know, making the channel just the podcast, which I have no problem with, but why not just showcase more of who we are in totality?
Because it says Urban X TV.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So we want to be an actual network to show our worth and value. This way, sometimes you might have young ones at home that want to tune into the Nerd Talk.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to get inspirational stuff or ask Dot some stuff. Or ask Malcolm some stuff. I'm going to put up some classic stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Videos. And so you get to see us in our totality of what it is that we do. And we are happy for your continued support.
Yes, yes.
Here. Now can we do a roll call?
Now we can do a roll call. I see DC, DMV. What's good? Peace from Cincinnati. What's good? South Carolina. Woodland Hills. What's good?
Yes.
Fort Lauderdale, of course. What's up? Chicago, South Carolina, Norfolk.
South Cackalacka.
Naptown in the building, Dayton, Ohio.
BK in the building, Savannah in the building.
Little Rock, Arkansas in the building, Austin, Auburn. Texas in the building.
Oh, Nuremberg, Germany in the building, okay.
Joe Smo, listen, I'm going to get back to you because I feel like I know what that email is about.
Okay, all right. MISSISSIPPI, that's the way I used to say it as a kid. In Tampa, the building.
Tampa Bay, Lord knows what's good.
Tampa, all right. Lord knows you already know what it is.
Miami, listen, y'all are going Florida.
Yeah,
South Florida,
wilding, man.
South Florida, come on.
Y'all got to do better.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Y'all got to do better.
Be more in the building.
All right, Hollis, Queens in the building. Okay.
I saw Planet Brooklyn in the house. Shout
yes,
out.
That is a planet among all by itself.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so ready to get to it?
Let's get to it, man. Right,
let's get to it.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, like I said, you know, white people was doing their thing this weekend.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because Trump got on Truth Network, Truth Social, that's what it's called.
His network. That's his network.
Yeah, okay. I think it's actually steadily declining in usership, but... But he got on and he said that it was leaked that the New York City Manhattan DA was planning to arrest him, like handcuffs, perp walk, fingerprint, mugshot, the whole shebang-a-bang.
Whoa.
Right? And this is as a result of the Stormy Daniels cases happening, which he is being accused of trying to bribe her, which is kind of like, you know, a misdemeanor.
This is low-hanging fruit.
Low-hanging fruit. So he calls for a protest. New York City police officers are downtown right now setting up in anticipation, preparation for some violent MAGA protest.
Got you.
Right, so that's happening. I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know if they arrest him, if they do that, they're just going to strengthen his resolve and his base.
Not only that.
A hundredfold.
It's going to signify the lowest point in American history.
Whoa, you think so?
Yes, when you perp walk a president.
Oh, yes.
A former president, all because you're afraid.
Because you can't really get him on anything
Because you can't get him, so you just go from the top. Let's get him on hookers. Do you know how many of these congressmen get hookers all the time. Are we serious?
Kennedy was historically known for chronic back pain. Like, it was a bunch of people wrote about it where he could not barely move. He was overdosing, like he was taking painkillers all the time. He used to fly in college girls all the time to sleep with him. And they said that he would just lay down and let the girls do it. He didn't really enjoy it because he was just that addicted to getting girls over to the White House.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, Stormy Daniels.
This is my point.
She wasn't even all that.
This is my point. They know the dirt on all of these press, all of them.
Yeah.
So this, for you to bring it down, and you got people who consider this a victory.
Yes. Indict him.
We finally, for people to feel that way about any individual, but yet they're watching Biden drop this country to its lowest point.
Yes.
With Ukraine, with his son, with him and Hillary, because they're all on the same team.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. And it's going to trigger something. I don't know what. I mean, because you got the MAGA folks out here, they're a little crazy. And they're going to trigger something.
Because what you don't do is...
They didn't even do that to goddamn Nixon with the Watergate.
Yeah, exactly. Because what you're doing is, first off, you're letting everybody know that nobody, like political witch hunts, right?
Yes.
You're letting everybody know that it's okay to do this. It's okay to use your political powers to go after an opponent. That's one. Two, you're giving him a reason to become an even greater martyr than he already is.
Yes.
If his base already feels like this election was stolen from him, it was robbed, that this country was, you know, is being taken from us.
This further reiterates
that's all it does. And over a damn near misdemeanor charge.
Yeah.
Right? So then it's not even like it was a serious, it was over something small. And then I don't know, man.
Reagan was involved with the Iran-Contra. Was it a Bush? You know what I mean?
That was...
With Oliver North and them. Selling crack.
Yeah.
With Freeway Ricky Ross
yes,
and them.
Yes.
No arrest.
Yeah.
No telling what Clinton did when he was in office. No arrest. Mm. He got top in the office. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Lied about it. Got caught.
No arrest.
Yeah.
I mean, George, can we go on and on and on and on? And y'all going to bring this all the way down and get this man on something technical, like giving somebody money to hush because they had a rendezvous, all of their names.
Even though she broke an NDA that they had.
Yes.
Yeah.
So none of this stuff is uncommon. All of them senators in Washington do that. And a lot of them do it with petties, you know what I'm saying, same sex. So it's really bizarre what goes on behind the walls in Washington. It is the worst in Washington than you could ever imagine. And for you to march a president down you know, on a perp walk so that the perception of people would be that we finally got him. It's all, and it's a distraction for something else coming.
Oh, absolutely.
With the banking situation.
Absolutely.
Which we will talk about. So it's one big distraction. Trump lost 4 years ago or two, 3 years ago. Let it go.
Yeah.
Biden is, you the man. Look, you the captain now, right? Show us what you got. And already, you know what I'm saying, this country is sinking even further. And I hate for you Biden sexuals to have to hear that, but it's true. Objectively, just looking at it, it's worse.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
That is a fact. So that's happening. I don't know. You think this will actually happen?
If it does, like I said, if it does, it's planned that way. Mm. Meaning they're looking to trigger something because chaos in this country is going to be needed at some point so they can switch the banking system over. I'm hearing UFOs is over Aruba tonight. You know what I mean? So I keep telling y'all, you have to step back and remove yourself so you can see the whole picture. Don't zone in on one thing because you'll miss the show.
Yeah.
It's a lot going on with this show. So let's look at UFOs, banks being taken over by other banks, presidents, former presidents being arrested. This thing is off the chain right now.
Yeah.
If you know where to look. So just remove yourself, watch the show, be in it, but not of it. This is not your concern. This is not even your fight. You think it is, but it's not even your fight. This is their fight. Let them fight amongst themselves because we've been here and we're going to continue to be here in some capacity. So that's what I say about that.
All right. Side note, Trump got his Facebook page back and YouTube channel back.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes.
All right.
And remember, he got his Twitter back as well. And this is all happening like quietly. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like they you know. All of, and again, remember, we talked about these moral victories that, you know, Biden and Democratic voters in general have been having as a result of Trump getting deplatformed or stuff like that. He's kind of getting it back.
Mm-hmm.
So people feel like another reason for this arrest is because he's so much of a threat for 2024.
And that's for them to feel that way. Then they know that he really didn't lose a few years back. And you're so threatened by that. So usually when a president loses, that's a wrap. You're in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, nobody thinks about them running again. Like, wait, what?
I've never even heard of it.
Right.
So that must mean that you know what you did was out of pocket, where you got to keep looking over your shoulder because the people want what the people want. It just is what it is.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Let's stick to politics right now. Ron DeSantis has been in the news lately. Well, he's definitely been on Black Twitter's radar because apparently this is Bill 999, something like that, House Bill 999, where he's trying to basically ban everything that falls under inclusivity.
Okay.
Everything that falls under race, like critical race theory.
So he's trying to create what, a unified race theory or something?
No, no. What it seems like to me, this is just my view on it. What it seems like to me is that he is taking what he feels is the momentum from when he goes after the LGBT, like the trans issues, and he's saying, okay, my base likes that.
Okay.
So let me just go all around, and when it comes to race, anything.
Gotcha.
Because we, remember he said that stuff about Black history education and stuff like that.
And then he skewed the results of that test, meaning it was deeper than what he said it was.
Right.
He made it seem like it was one thing, but it really was him trying to eliminate Black history in its totality.
Yes, Black history, in colleges and schools and stuff like that, because he said the curriculum itself had no real educational value.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So now this bill, apparently anything that falls under inclusivity is at risk. So all of the Divine Nine fraternities and sororities, everything, like BSU clubs on college campuses, stuff like that.
Wow.
So.
And what does that have to do with him running for president? I mean, besides gaining favor with the people who feel that what he's doing is aligned with their
that's what I really think it is. Even though, because he came out in defense of Trump earlier today, as a matter of fact, and going after the Manhattan DA, but Trump came at him and said, "Look, get out of here," basically.
Gotcha.
He's trying to gain. It feels like Trump already feels how he feels about him, but he didn't come out and give Trump his support on running for president. Mm-hmm. So he just kind of like, you're op two now. So I'm not even rocking with
you. Got you.
So as far as what Ron DeSantis is thinking, again, maybe he's trying to feed the base and maybe trying to say, you know, my base maybe is just America first.
Uh-huh.
Rather than a trans, rather than black, rather than, you know what I'm saying?
Because got you.
Successfully, because he got even black people on the side with that trans stuff too. Like, not fat.
Yeah, well, because we resonate collectively with his sentiment.
Right. So then when you do that, black people are going to go, whoa, wait.
Right.
Because again, like I read this like open letter on medium.com, and like this guy was a Sigma. He named like 30 people who's in Congress and these high positions who are Divine Nine members in some sort of way, right?
Right, right.
So I was just like, all right, so you're actively trying to like make political enemies. I don't think you want to do that. When in Florida, you won Miami-Dade County by such a large margin. That means black people like you.
Right, right.
Right?
Yeah.
That does mean black people like you some way. So you
I feel like he scored big with black people with the shot.
Yes, the shot and
LGBT.
Yes, stuff. Exactly.
Those are two issues that we just collectively agree with.
Right.
But what we have to understand is we can agree with that, but we don't have to agree with all of it.
Right.
Who is going to best represent our overall needs? You're not going to get everything you want. Who best represents our overall needs is where you put your money at.
Yeah.
That's the way white people vote.
So I think... the way, because I don't think that these organizations are at risk of being banned per se. I just think that one, they just have to keep existing in the capacity that they already exist, right? They already are open, quote unquote, open secrets on how they move anyway. So just
how much power do they really have?
I was trying to explain this on the last show, right?
Okay,
because somebody was like, I've been on college campuses with these people. If you think that these people, these dudes are controlling the world, them on these college campuses, you have something to think about, right? Now, they are grad chapters. There are people within high positions, like high congressmen, who are members of it. So that's a different thing. And a lot of these dudes as well, it's called the Boulay, them dudes, right?
No. Don't mumble that.
No, the Boulay. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
The Boulay. I'm trying to think of the actual Greek letters that it's for. Many of them are actually from these undergraduate things. So that's the pipeline. So the Divine Nine organizations themselves, I just don't see that being the issue.
But you know, but it also relates to in this way, when you that young, when you know, you playing with this,
mm-hmm.
but it's something that you did that as you grow older,
Sigma Pi Phi, thank you.
May benefit you in some grand when you get older and you reflect back on your college days.
Mm-hmm.
But as you get older, you're finding more unique ways to use those to your, you know, to your benefit.
Yes.
Those you know, organizations that you grew up with. And then that's the one step right before you become a Freemason.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you gotta come through that pipeline to at least condition you to somewhat to take oaths and be a part of a brotherhood or a sisterhood. Mm-hmm. And then when you're ready to really get serious, I say that like this.
Right.
You become a Mason.
But when people talk about the D9, that's it. Just like, I feel like they just kind of place way more power. And again, this is only from my view. I know a lot of these people and I'm just like,
Yeah. Gotcha. Overrated.
Fam.
Yeah, overrated stuff.
Fam. Like, I know these dudes. Like,
and these dudes ain't got no clout. These dudes living on their goddamn mama's couch. Jeremy Houston, thank you for the cash.
You know what I'm saying? That was my only thing. However, I didn't know Ron DeSantis went to Yale.
He's a Yale graduate, huh?
Yes, he is.
Mm.
And he also went to, hold on.
Is that Skull and Bones?
That is Skull and Bones.
Okay, yeah, he's probably Skull and Bones.
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised. He's definitely Skull and Bones.
Hold on. And he's a part of another...
Or did he get a Yale certificate?
Nah. That's a good one.
Does he have a degree or a certificate?
That's a good one. 6 week certificate?
6 week certificate. Does he have a certificate?
That's a good
one. I think I'm going to get me a certificate. That's you know, add one. That to my resume and shit. Anyway.
I'm trying to find... Okay. He is a part of... And the Porcelain Club from Harvard.
Okay, so he's a Skull and Bone from Yale.
And
he's a part of the Porcelain... Oh, so he's a made man.
Yes.
This is a made man. Remember, none of these individuals that you see in these high positions are moving kamikaze. They're not of their own accord, should I say.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody because it's one big game that they're playing anyway. So if it's his time...
And he's a Navy SEAL. Yes.
And he a Navy SEAL?
Yeah.
Ah, shit. Come on. Come on, man. You know what this is all
yeah,
about.
Yeah, this dude is dangerous.
He's made. This motherfucker dangerous.
He dangerous.
He's a dangerous dude. You know what I mean? So yeah, that's how that's going to work. Yeah.
So, you know, always pay attention to that. And always, what we have to do as well is we have to watch the weaponization of our emotions when it comes to political anything. Because, you read the bill that he's talking about and you read like, what's the word I keep saying? Inclusivity, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what's floating around on social media. Floating around on social media, they broke down every Divine Nine organization, everything that helps black people. And they said, this is what's at risk.
Okay,
and then that's
gotcha.
What got black people riled up. If that wasn't the case, black people would not be paying attention to this bill.
Right. Okay. So they use trigger points.
Exactly. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Skull and Bones don't advertise their members. You just got to know who they are. But, you know, the minute you say Yale, I'm like, okay.
Jail.
You Yale. Going to Yale.
Go to Yale.
I'm going to Yale, baby. Mm. Going to Yale. For real? You're going to get a degree? No, Yale, baby. I did a crime. I'm going to Yale.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Oh, okay. So Lord knows said Ron DeSantis spoke against Skull and Bones and left Yale because of it. Oh. See, I got it.
See. That's why we got our people on the street.
Thank you. And Lord knows
that too can be smoke and mirrors. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But you know, just something to think about.
This is true.
Something to think about.
This is true.
Because you're not even gonna become a senator or governor or mayor, whatever. He's a governor.
He's a governor. Yeah.
You're not gonna become the governor without being made man. For that matter, real people would be the governor.
You think Trump is going to, him and Trump are going to go at it?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
I think they have to go at it.
Because the Republican establishment, they are leaning very heavily on Ron DeSantis because they don't like Trump.
And they know Trump is trying to drain the swamp. And not to say DeSantis is not going to do the same thing. I'm gonna be honest, I don't give a shit.
I got no, I feel
you. I really don't. Because whoever's been the president for eternity, mm-hmm. No president has done anything for black people.
That's a fact.
So we gotta do for ourselves. But it's a part of the shit show I'm willing to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I think, but I do say he represents, he's the prototypical presidential candidate.
Oh, for sure.
Strong.
Yeah.
American values.
Yeah.
A Navy SEAL.
Yeah.
So you know he, what Trump said about a homie, he said,
he got caught.
He's a war hero.
He got caught.
But he got caught.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I know. He's got a medal. He got caught. I mean, how many heroes really get caught?
McCain, yeah.
McCain, come on. You know, so at least a Navy SEAL, you got to be like, yo, son.
Yeah.
I put in some work, you know, and I went to Yale and Harvard.
His resume is kind of...
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's tough.
You are tuned into the sounds
I'll be going to Yale soon.
Of Urban X.
You going to Yale soon?
Going to Yale.
Okay. So rest in peace to Lance Reddick, man.
Lance Reddick, man, from The Wire.
He was in a bunch of stuff.
John Wick. He's in the new John Wick movie. Mm-hmm. Amongst other things, I always saw him as an extreme actor. He never played roles that made me go, come on, son. as a black man. Yeah. I mean, he might have been even typecast into these serious roles, but I've always respected him, man. And for him, he was only 60 years old.
Yeah,
man.
And I was saying this on Saturday. Every like when they were putting up like his past roles and stuff, he looks the exact same
in every role. Yeah,
like he just looks like he looked like a healthy young.
Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying? So and to find out he passed at 60, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, whoa. Yeah, that's
and we have it's a I feel like there's a lot of black men entertainers who are passing at 50, 60. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like it's happening way more now.
Yeah.
So
our deepest condolences go out to him. May his work continue to live on. And he didn't go to the Wick premiere. And they said, I saw his piece he put up about Elon Musk. He put something about Elon Musk 24 hours before he died.
What did he say?
Something about, it was an encrypted message. And then he said, I hope you're going to be okay because I'm going to be okay. Mm. And he smiled and then that was it.
Mm.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's connected to anything. Somebody did say he took the jab. I don't know. That's what always enters our mind now when somebody.
Sadly, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Young like that.
Sadly.
Past, who look healthy,
mm-hmm.
who look like, you know. Yeah, yeah.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Yo, so I saw a story that the WWE is thinking about allowing sports betting on those matches. Now, what makes that weird is because these matches, as you know, are predetermined.
So they just gave up the goods to you. They're letting you know it's all predetermined. What's the difference between betting on that and the Yankees playing the Red Sox or you know what I'm saying, the Super Bowl when it's already scripted? It's choreographed in a way that you don't know is scripted. Only a few people know what this is going to be. And I told y'all Michael Jordan was in on that from the beginning. And that's why Stern had to fire him, send him to go play baseball for a little while, let it calm down, and bring it back because Michael Jordan could determine basketball games. He could go for 50 on any given night, or he can have an off night based on where the bets is going. No, it's real talk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, shit, I only went for 22 tonight. Yeah.
It just
wasn't falling, man. The defense out there was strong. Really? Really, Mike? Yeah. Really?
Oh, how does the WWE, how do you do that, though? Like, you know, we know this is predetermined. So, like,
we're in the end times.
That's crazy.
There are no the guys.
That's
keep telling
crazy.
Y'all, they giving it up. They just telling y'all straight up. And do you know the reason the NBA and them don't pay taxes or something is because they're an entertainment company.
Yeah.
They're not on the Fortune 500. They're you know what entertainment means? I'm being entertained.
Somebody said, "Dot, you're just a bitter Knicks fan."
Oh no, I've never actually been a Knicks fan.
That's funny.
My entire life. I think when Sprewell was there was the only time I even watched the Knicks.
Okay, the truth isn't funny. That was funny.
Oh, that was funny?
Yes.
Oh.
Goodness, don't try to ruin the joke with the truth.
Okay.
Your thoughts on Vince McMahon back in the WWE? I didn't even know he was back in the WWE, but Eli is funny because Eli, he like just watched some video on Vince McMahon. And I told him, I said, yo, this dude is like the devil.
He is the devil.
Like, he's literally like the devil. And Eli was just like, well, I got to watch. So I had him watching some stuff on him. And Vince McMahon, he is like a horrible, horrible person. Like, you would, like, a wrestler would die from a concussion, from, like, brain injury. That he got in the ring. And Vince would, like, erase everything of him in the archives. Like, he never worked here. Like,
wow.
Yeah, anything promoting him. Erased.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just so to get that off us. Because the brand is bigger than everything.
Because the brand is bigger than everything. So even, not to change the subject, but the Purdue chicken guy. His chickens meant more to him than the people preparing the chickens.
What happened with the Purdue chicken guy?
He, you know, they said he was, look, them chickens, meant more than the people. He would take care of them chickens before he took care of them goddamn people. He was about his brand, baby. So that brand is important. Yeah, I get it. I get it. So with that being said, it's all fixed.
Yeah. It was interesting.
For your entertainment. And sports betting in this country has always been big. That's how the mob makes their money. And the mob, even though they're not out front no more with mobsters and, you know, Castellano and all of that, they still run this piece. The mob, the judges, they're all in on this. Mm. You know what I mean? And the mob plays an intricate part in all sports betting.
Yo, what fascinates me with, like, you know, underground crime is because, like, there's so many people who partake in underground crime. I mean, like sports betting, fixing, stuff like that, like tax, like that real high level stuff. And that shows you, and I'm not advocating for anything right now, but that just shows you how almost impossible it is to get through this maze without.
Dude, if you ain't stealing and lying, you ain't trying.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically. Only a crime if you get caught.
Basically, yeah.
Right? So if you don't get caught, it ain't a crime.
Yeah.
And that's the way they see it. But they put this guilt trip on you about morals because they want you to stay within the lines because there's more space for them to operate outside of the lines.
Yeah.
And especially the mob, because the mob is how they move their guns, their drugs. Yeah. Their alcohol back in the day before prohibition and all of them things. The government needs the mob. The mob needs the government. It's one big system. Mm. And then sports players coming in, dude, it's too much money changing hands.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just too much money changing hands. I think we should get to a commercial break.
Yes, yes. It's time to take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. During that break, you better go buy a hoodie.
Yes. ShopUrbanX.com.
Because they moving. To our podcast listeners, please rate and review this podcast for us because it helps our podcast grow and we need all the support we can get. We thank you for your continued support. Now, back to the number one Father and Son podcast.
And we're back.
We are back in the building.
In the building. Today is the first day of spring.
It is the spring equinox. Yes, as of 5:40 this evening.
Yes. Feels amazing.
Yeah, support these businesses.
Yes, subscribe to Coriel's channel.
Yes, subscribe to that channel. Get that up and pop and get that live.
Hit up Aris for some life support.
Hit up Aris for some life support.
Life insurance.
Hit up Chanel because she's going to give you that reading you need, especially as we're on that equinox tip. Advertise with us.
Yes, yes. Sales@urbanx.com.
And my man Jaghetto is going to be in
New York. Urbanx at NYC. Sorry.
My man Jaghetto will be in New York.
Yes.
With his puppet show. He's going to have the whole family.
This weekend, right?
This weekend. Nice. At the one of the theaters, the La Mamba Theater. What's the address? 66 East. East what? East 4th Street.
This would have been easy if you just had your mic.
Yeah, 66 East. Look, you got a mic right there. Right there. Stop playing. 66 East 4th Street, Jaghetto. So if you're in the New York area, he'll be here Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It just so happens we're out of town.
Yeah, I'm out of town.
And you're out of town. Yeah. And which brings us to another reminder. We will be doing a show.
Wednesday. It's a quick turnaround, but we got to do it.
Because Malcolm is going out of town on some business.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? He a businessman. He all important.
Feel me?
And me and wifey are out of town on some business,
some
too.
Business,
we,
yes.
We covering other side of...
Listen, man. This is a network here.
Yes.
Okay? We young moguls here.
Absolutely.
Right? Because somebody just asked me, is Disabled going to be a part of the UrbanX? We in negotiations right now.
Yeah, you know, their price is a little steep.
Yeah, we in negotiations right
Speaking
now.
Speaking of that, Freddie's back in town. Yeah, clap that up. Freddie back from Columbia. So, you know, they're driving a hard bargain.
Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to get Joe Button down here or Adam 22. I'm not trying to be known as that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to make sure everybody good on it, you know, before we talk numbers, feel me? But yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to get that thing going. So again, we appreciate your support here with what we do. And Maybe on my way out of town, I can stop by and see my man Jaghetto. You know, I'm going to see if I can work it out, man. You know, somebody said they got their tickets already.
That's dope.
That's nice. Dope.
Nice, nice, nice.
Yep.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, Hunter Biden, staying on politics, Hunter Biden is suing the laptop repair shop that gave his laptop, the one that didn't exist, to the media.
All right, let me get this right. So he's suing, even though it's not his laptop.
Remember, it didn't exist. They were banning people off Twitter. They were doing a bunch of stuff before the election as a result of his laptop because it didn't exist.
Because it didn't exist.
It was Russian misinformation.
But all of a sudden, he's suing.
Yes, for invasion of privacy.
Invasion of privacy or something that didn't exist.
Yeah, man.
And they expect us to believe that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Of course they do. Come on, man.
Wow.
Yo, even because right now on Twitter, if you look, Trump 300,000 is trending. Why is that trending? Because prior to all of this, you know, bribery, stuff like that, Stormy Daniels lost her case because she broke an NDA. She was supposed to pay Trump $300,000. She lost that appeal.
Why was she supposed to pay him $300,000?
Because she broke the terms of the NDA.
Oh, right.
So she's supposed to pay him. And somebody's like, how the hell is he getting arrested?
Right.
She owe him money.
Right, right. You can't break that NDA. That's why they create the NDA.
You get what I'm saying? So the news cycle really counts on just you not remembering.
Yeah.
That's really what it's about. They it just counts on your ignorance.
Or they just gloss over that and go, no, but this, we're going to get it.
We're talking about this right now. Yeah. So Hunter Biden is suing the laptop shop owner for invasion of privacy. Even though, like I said, people were displatformed. People were called Russian propagandists for talking about this story because it didn't exist, but it clearly did.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting stuff. We are in the last days. Everything will be revealed. Listen, I'm going to say this, guys, and I need you to understand this. This is a great time to be alive. This is a great time to be alive for you to see the shift in power that you always thought was going to come. These are the moments. You're going to watch. I'm going to give you the first signal. When these white folks start arguing with each other, ratting each other out on TV.
Oh,
live,
yeah.
It's over.
I thought you were talking about like just regular.
No. Republican stuff. When they start pointing each other out and revealing each other's dirt on live TV, it's over. It's a wrap. That means ain't nobody following no codes. Everybody's every man for himself. Because at some point, it's going to have to get like that.
Yeah.
So pay attention closely because this is a great time to be alive, bro. Everything that we've ever thought could happen is going to happen. Either technologically, you're going to finally get your head out of the ground. Mm-hmm. And it's metaphorical to start. Everybody's looking up now. But that's a metaphorical principle as well. Because now you're raising your consciousness, even in the literal and metaphysical sense. Because you know how many times most people are looking down into their phone or just minding their business. More people are looking up. And the literal sense of that they're looking up for, go back to that movie.
Don't Look Up. Yeah.
Right? Interesting movie, but now you're looking up for more reasons than you can possibly imagine. You're understanding that there's something greater within self. It's a signal of the higher self. So I don't ever throw the baby out with the bathwater when I see things trending a certain kind of way. I'm always looking at how we can benefit or how that's going to benefit us in the grand scheme of things. And these white folks are about to start telling on each other.
Oh, man.
And I'm going to tell you, it's going to get real interesting.
Oh, man.
Real interesting.
Real quick, somebody said, is the 3X green hoodies coming back? No.
No, this is it, man.
Listen, man, we out, man. This is...
Maybe in September or something like that when we get back around to... You know, we're about to, you know, get into some other things.
You know what I'm saying?
And, you know, so.
Yes, good vibes. Her attorney went to jail, Michael Avant. Yeah, because he scammed her.
Yeah, he did. He scammed her. I remember that part.
Yeah. Like that whole situation is a mess, bro.
It is. Yeah.
Jeez.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
You know, and I heard a conversation, because you just said something about NDAs. I heard a conversation that NDAs, non-competes, a lot of these things are going to be like things of the past as well. Because think about all the tech jobs that are experiencing layoffs, right? So, what's the job? ESPN got 7,000 jobs being cut.
Cut, yeah.
Amazon, another 9,000 jobs being cut. So I think that's 19,000.
19,000 all
so together. So think about like Meta, you know, all these places that are cutting down their workforce. And if my non-compete is with like, and I could get a job with this, I have a non-compete, but look at how many people are out of work. That's,
yes.
Does that, you know, even... Yeah. Makes that sense to have
that
anymore.
That doesn't equate.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, you'll still have the NDAs for specific situations.
Right.
You know, celebrities in their parties. Mm-hmm. They don't want you filming
but
in
even,
their
But even then, because these girls, because they want that moment of fame,
yes,
they're
do.
Willing to get sued because for, I got nothing anyway.
So this moment of fame for these 400,000 views of me showing you this, it's worth it.
Yes.
Yeah, you can trust nobody, man. You can trust nobody. And like I told you, when they come out with them contacts, it's over.
It's really over.
I can leave my phone, but I got my eyeballs in. Sitting there like this.
Just not blinking? Yeah.
It's what,
a wrap. What did you think about ESPN cutting that many jobs?
Because podcasts are doing the same thing now. Mm-hmm. And there are prominent podcasts.
Yeah.
Disabled, facts, you know. Facts. There's podcasts out there where you can get your sports and you can get unbiased opinions with no kind of motives or nothing connected to it. So the whole TV model is starting to crumble somewhat because the internet, artificial intelligence is going to start doing their own shows.
Yeah.
And they just going to have avatars up there kicking the facts. You know what I mean? And so there's a shift in the way we receive and look at TV.
Yeah, I was trying to explain to somebody, like, right now, like, the internet is really the equalizer, bro. Like, you can literally get in front of a camera, your camera phone, and just start talking about whatever the hell you're trying to sell.
Yep.
And create an audience. You know what I'm saying? And
it didn't used to be like that. You had to be on
TV. Right.
You know what I mean? You had to be on TV. The closest... Even as an artist, was public access.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my own public access channel, and you'd be like 12 people watching the show, but you have your shit on channel 40, whatever. And that was the closest to TV you could get.
Yeah.
And now everybody has a voice. Everybody has an opinion. And if enough people believe in what it is that you're saying, boom. So 7,000, but that's a lot of jobs at ESPN.
That's a lot of jobs. But then it goes to show you, remember, this whole AI thing, we thought that was coming after blue-collar jobs. It's coming after the skill, like the white-collar jobs.
I mean, some blue-collar people lose their jobs, but the white-collar jobs in particular, the ones that I'm paying you $125,000 to analyze, or be a data analytics person, and AI can do that in 17 seconds.
Yeah.
And be more accurate. And I just got to go through and clean up certain aspects of it. No, absolutely. That's a wrap.
Yeah.
A lot of people going to be out of work. Video editors.
Yeah.
Charging an arm and a leg. They're out of work. It's a lot of people. Graphics designers. Mm-hmm. They're out of work. You know, a lot of people are going to be out of work, man. Or not out of work, they're gonna have to adapt.
They're gonna have to adapt. I told you, there was this article, I think one of these journals, I think it was Wall Street Journal, and it was talking about before, like you had to up your skill set every 6 months, you know, every 18 months, every year. Now it's like every month you need to have a new thing in your toolbox.
Yeah.
And then I tend to be like, I could do this now.
Because it's very competitive out here.
Yes.
And I remember, like, you know, my wife is very skilled in office programs.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
To PowerPoint and Excel and all of that. And they would drop a new edition. Mm. And within, you know, a couple of days, she get the new edition. All right, I know what it is. I'm good. Now, that's a wrap.
Yeah, what's the name?
That's just a wrap.
Red Pill tweeted the other day because he had his AI boot camp. And he said, because ChatGPT-4 dropped, I think, a day before it happened. He
goes, yo, 2 days.
Yeah, he goes, yo, I had to almost redo my whole presentation as a result of this.
Yes.
And because ChatGPT-4, because we got that. We got it. It's a beast.
It's a monster.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you could do a lot. We're not even here right now. This is AI.
Yeah, this ain't us. So, yeah. So, and they keep releasing them. And so the ones who can keep up and not be stagnant. Right? Stagnant leads to death. Even if you don't want to, you ain't going to have no choice but to learn something. Same thing when you first got the phone. I remember when we first got our first computer, how intimidating it was to set the computer up. And I was like, oof, this is crazy. And the more and more time you spend, you get more used to it. Just like your phone with the apps. Now the AI is the next thing coming. You know what I'm saying? For some people, it's going to be a distraction, and it's meant to be a distraction for some people. And for some people who can see past that, they're going to win.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
It's the way it goes.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Did you guys hear about that nuclear plant in Minnesota?
No.
Yes. Yeah, it's... it was a nuclear plant in Minnesota, and as a result, I think something happened. And
is that the water?
Yes, a lot of the waste got into the water there.
Yeah, I heard about that.
What's going on, y'all?
What's going on, guys?
What is
400,000 gallons of nuclear waste? I seen the Hulk. I know what's going on.
Yes.
Somebody going to drink that shit, and all of a sudden, they're going to be like...
a nuclear plant leaked. Let me see. Yeah, 400 gallons of radioactive waste into the
400,000 gallons?
Yes, 400,000 gallons.
Yeah, that's a lot of waste.
That is.
Now, granted, you know your drinking water is already bad.
And apparently the leak was detected 4 months ago.
What?
Yes, but the company did not, and state agencies didn't notify the general public until last week.
So this is, it's already been in the system of the people for 4 months. Because, let's face it, guys, the war, when... You turn on your faucet, good luck.
Basically, yeah.
Good luck with that. Even with your little cheap little filter, good luck with that.
I like my Brita, man.
Good luck with all of that, right? So you just know and understand that the water is one of the most essential things that we could ever have here.
Yeah.
And you don't think that they've been polluting the water and with fluoride and a whole bunch of other stuff? They've been doing that.
And the chat is... very, very, very smart because they, I didn't even think about this. All those lakes in Minnesota.
Yes. Yes.
Think about that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah. Very interesting stuff going on, man. But you know what? We still here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going, God damn it.
Yo, I asked this question because on Saturday during our live, y'all remember you was there. I ask this question. I always, my brain always goes like, yo, what's the end game, right? If you are trying to keep your status as elite, as I have more money than you, so I am able to do this, you can't.
Right.
If that is the, you know, the great divider within the world, within this country, what is the point of trying to kill everybody? I never understood that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I anytime a supervillain in a movie tries to destroy the world, for what?
Yeah, yeah.
What is the point?
And I think that there is no point. And what I mean by that is that's a narrative being created to give you the illusion that this could all be over at some point. We're doing a ribbon cutting for the first year anniversary of Sir Vegan Saturday.
Hey.
All right. It would be an honor to have you guys there. Where are you again?
I think they're in VA.
You want us to come down to VA? M-M-A?
Ooh. We got to move some things around. We got to talk.
We got to talk about that. But give me the address, because I'll come down and get my eat on. But it's the whole God and the devil thing. Why would there be a God
right.
who creates, if he's the creator of all things, mm-hmm. somebody evil so that you can follow him, and then I'm going to punish you anyway?
Yeah.
That makes, that none of that makes any sense.
Yeah.
But it makes sense in the terms of just keeping you scared,
yeah.
keeping you in fear, keeping you in a situation. You know, it's all bull crap. Wenoke, VA. Okay, Wenoke. I think that's Wenoke.
Roanoke.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Okay. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, I always think about that. Like, what's
if you're the supreme being,
yeah.
and in the Bible, the God is killing more people than the devil. The devil ain't killed nobody.
I think he killed like two people, maybe?
Maybe. Yeah. God is slaughtering niggas. God is putting niggas down. You know what I mean? God is putting niggas down, son. He ain't playing. Now, Moses goes up to the mountain.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He gonna be with God. Him yeah. and God talking, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt mm-hmm. not steal. Mm-hmm. So no, he come down with the ten.
Mm-hmm.
And what do they do when he get down there? They worshiping a calf.
Yeah.
He killed them.
Yeah.
He got the Ten Commandments in his hand. And they said, don't kill. And he go down there and they worshiping a calf.
Oh, man.
And he kills him. Dude, this whole thing is off the rails. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and,
okay.
And these are just questions you ask, like, yo. And then you do all this dirt, right? Yeah. And then you go down to the devil
yeah.
and he punish you more, but he do dirt. I'm confused. Wait, nigga, I'm doing your work. And you gonna bring me down here to a everlasting fire in hell? I'm confused. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Shout out to those who believe that shit. That's all I'm saying. None of that shit makes any sense.
Oh, goodness.
So they have to create the, you know,
mm-hmm.
potential for, you know, the fear. You could die. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever dies.
Yeah.
We're immortal beings. That's why we're still here. It's crazy.
Yes.
You know.
That's funny.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
Now, what was that story? What's the story? The guy took his son.
DW, thank you.
He was about to kill his son, and God at the last minute told him, hold off.
One of them, he was going to sacrifice his son, Abraham, or one of them.
Yeah, what's that story? That one always got me, bro.
He was going to sacrifice his own son to God.
At the last minute, God was like, whoa.
I just wanted to see if you loved me. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to see if you was going to do.
I'm in my emotions. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Thou shalt not love another God but me.
It's Isaac and Abraham. Okay.
Yeah, thank God, you jealous? Like you jelly? You in your feelings, God? Like, well, what is this? So, nah.
Oh, man.
Nope. Not buying it.
That was funny.
Nope.
So, there's a big $1 billion class action lawsuit being placed against a bunch of popular finance experts on YouTube.
Finance experts on YouTube. Does that mean earn your leisure now?
No, not them, because they weren't. This is about the FTX.
Okay, thing. Got you. All but right, good.
I guess they would fall under that category.
Okay, well. But don't be coming for my brothers.
Not them. I didn't say them. You said that. I didn't even mention them. But like me, Kevin. What's the other?
They need to have Earn Your Leisure for Dummies, and put me in charge.
It's a bunch of them because they promoted FTX, and as a result, people got scammed or people lost their money.
How can you blame me for giving advice?
I agree.
How could you sue me for giving advice? Now, keep in mind, all these celebrities. See, this is what I mean by
Graham Stephan. I forget. It's a bunch of them.
This is what I mean by when you endorse something. The reason we don't endorse. Let's just keep it a bean here. We've had opportunities to endorse things. I cannot endorse it if I don't believe in it. Because then the vibration is not right. That means I just did that for a few dollars. If I sit something down here, I want to be like, not only do I rock with that, I believe in it. You should rock with it. You know what I'm saying? And anything you see me endorse, I have no other connections to. Like the water I endorse, mm-hmm. the Brothers Out of Soul Society, mm-hmm. NC, amazing, amazing water. I didn't have no deal with that. I just was saying this water is great, and it still is. Mm-hmm. It's just that I was paying more for the shipping than I was for the water and the, you know, thing. But when they get their New York Connect going, mm-hmm. I'm back on it. So I try my best to stay away from things that I don't truly believe in. Because there's so much scams going on. There's so much going on. And I don't want my name connected to that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
If you like this hoodie.
You get the hoodie.
I'm not telling you the hoodie has got magical powers or nothing.
Yeah.
You get the hoodie. If I write a book, you like the book, here's a copy of the book. We want to make sure we stay aligned what it is that we believe in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we spoke about them trying to serve Shaq the papers for the FTX thing, right?
Yes, because Shaq has just got his name on a whole bunch of stuff. He probably don't even really do any due diligence with this.
Yeah.
It's just that the money is coming in, so that means you don't respect the value of the people, really. You've taken for granted the people who believe in you, and I have a serious problem with that. You know what I mean? I really do, so I don't want to put my name on something. And then you go, yo, Dot, you told me to get down with that.
Especially with investment, or especially with something where, like, I can't, your money isn't depend on my ability to service or to fulfill whatever it is that
That doesn't mean I don't believe in those who have the ability to foresee. Like, I will stand by Chanel's work because I got maybe three.
Exactly.
I'll stand by Omar's work. They're the experts in those fields. I believe in that. And I'm only sharing with you, yo, look, I got a reading. There's no way she should have known that shit. And let me share this with you. And then if you notice, the confirmation of those who also went through it. So that's not a hustle. I'm not running no hustles or scams. And I got to be very careful on what we do endorse.
Yes.
Because even with our 60,000 subscribers, mm-hmm. we qualify mm-hmm. because many influencers are in now.
Yes.
We qualify to get a little bag,
mm-hmm.
but it's got to be something that we truly believe in. So if I sit it here and go, yo, I rock with that, and I'm only sharing that with you so you can rock with that, you know, it is what it is.
So I don't know how much this lawsuit will really go, or how far to really go, rather, because again, there's a lot of stuff, there's a lot of promotions that happen on YouTube, like, oh, this video is being sponsored by whoever.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? And like, how could they, again, the FTX was backed by the biggest names.
The biggest names. Tom Brady, Shaq, Stephen
Curry. I'm talking about beyond them, BlackRock.
You get what I'm saying? BlackRock owned everything.
But you would think if they... Because they got too, or
but that's
did they?
But that's how they didn't get got.
Yeah, you know what
they
I mean.
Was in on the whole piece, but that was all a part of the plan.
Right.
Once you seen that 8 minute, it was like not an 8 minute, like a 3 minute commercial with Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And he was bringing all of these people in. It was a wrap. You know what I mean? So because influence is what it is. That's why these corporations pay these individuals. Because they know that you don't believe in the product, you believe in those individuals.
Yes.
So those individuals become the buffer
yes.
between you and the product. That's why they would rather pay them to hold up their product and so forth and so on. And hip hop got smart because hip hop was just doing it for free for years. Just, you know, calling out all these brand names, and these companies were getting free advertisement until Jay-Z and Diddy and them got smart and was like, oh, hold up, hold up. You know what I mean? We're not going to do that for free anymore. But as a result, corporations run hip hop.
Oh, my God.
Corporations run everything around me. They
run the world.
Right? So yes. Now I can't believe in your word to be as authentic as I would like it to be, because there's something on the other end of it for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's really...
So real quick, the YouTubers...
With that being said, this video is sponsored by, by Pepsi.
Graham Stephan, Kevin Perfra, I don't know his name, Andre Jeek, Jasper Singh, Brian Jung, Jeremy... I don't know how to say that name either. Tom Nash, Ben Armstrong. It's a bunch of people.
Wow.
And yeah, like I know a few of them.
And these are financial sites. That's all they do.
But mind you, these people always say this is not financial advice, or I'm not, you know, like
that's the cover they ask.
Yeah.
But it is financial advice.
Basically, yeah.
You know, you gotta be you gotta cover your ass technically.
Yeah.
But you know, I know you're here for one thing and one thing only, for my advice on this. And they made a shitload of cash.
Yeah,
everybody were, caked up.
Yeah, they were getting bread.
And now that the bottom has fell out under it, nobody want to take responsibility. And that's the problem.
That's tough.
Nobody want to, Shotgun say, I just sponsored them. Nigga, that's what that means. Sponsor means.
I didn't tell you to buy it.
I just sponsored them. Yeah, I mean, they cut you a check and you put your face connected to it. And as a result, the people who rock with you started rocking with them. Dude, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Come on. Stop it.
Somebody said, Braun Bus said, 196 Congress members took money from FTX and the CEO called them out on it. Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
That's how them Congress people get paid anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, lobbying and shit.
People, what's his name from California? Greg Newsom. What's his name, Greg? Newsom from California, Governor of California. He was pushing for a government bailout of SVB, Silicon Valley Bank.
Yes.
Come to find out, he had an vested interest in that bank already.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't disclose that with anybody.
Yep.
So people are on his ass right now.
Mm-hmm.
Gavin Newsom, that's his name, Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, yeah.
So he got in trouble as well.
They all going down.
Yeah, yeah.
They all going down.
Yeah.
They all got caught with their hand in the cookie jar. You know what
and,
I mean?
And you know what's crazy? So I did some more information on that crash, on that bank crash. And it literally started, from Peter Thiel. He was like Peter Thiel was the first investor into Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the PayPal mafia dudes. He was one of the people who founded PayPal himself as well, right? So Peter Thiel, his group, his company, they took out like $150 million. Once that they took out money, everybody else said, whoa, what the hell is happening?
Monkey see, monkey do.
Monkey see, monkey do, and that's what starts the bank runs. It literally could be one person.
Yes.
Take out their money.
And everybody
follows through. Everybody follows through, and it's a wrap.
And it's a wrap. And didn't a bank just get taken over for $3.2 billion?
Yes, Credit Suisse.
Yeah, Credit Suisse.
Hold on. Let me get the name. Real quick, UBS.
Rosalind Cyanox. I'm sorry, I'm not gonna. Thank you for your support. Appreciate you.
Yeah, they took their money out of UBS.
They cut bonuses too.
Oh, SVB.
SVB.
SVB. They cut a bunch of bonuses before this actually went down as well.
Yeah. So it's all there. It's all there for you guys.
Yeah, so they're acquiring Credit Suisse. And me and my pops was talking about this earlier. These companies that, like, when they're about to go down and they get acquired by a bigger company, I feel like that'd be the plan all along, right? And to make it, I don't know what I want to say, but I don't know, like, what I, not what I want to say. I can't articulate it. But it feels like the plan is to kind of absorb a lot of these companies into like a few bigger ones.
Consolidate. Because you consolidate the power when you do so.
Right.
Which is usually the grand plan anyway.
Right.
And BlackRock, Vanguard, and it's another company, ABC or something. Them three companies. Now watch this. The major stockholder in Vanguard is BlackRock.
Yes.
The major stockholder in BlackRock is Vanguard.
Yeah, because, yeah.
So they got a whole big, thing going.
Yeah.
So, they get ready to suck all that up.
Yep.
Yeah, and see, this doesn't affect you and I, most of us, because we ain't got it anyway, so.
Except for haircuts, man. That's going up.
It's inflated. Yeah. I think that's connected to the banking
situation. Yeah, it's a conspiracy. It goes all the way to the top.
Yeah, it does go.
It goes all the way to the top. My barber charged me $40 the other day.
Yeah, then you got to tip him.
Yeah, you got to tip him because then he's looking at you like, yo,
got to tip him.
What's up?
Yeah,
that's crazy. Rosalind, thank you for the super chat.
Yes, we thank you so much. I think let's get a commercial break in here.
Yes, we'll get a quick commercial break. Come back with some questions and we'll be right back.
Yes.
Hey, what's up? Before we get back to the show, I want to ask a quick favor. Could you please rate and review this podcast? It'll really help the podcast grow, and we truly appreciate all you guys for taking the time out to listen to us. So let's get back to the show. And we're back.
And we are back. Thank you for the continued support for what we do here.
Yes.
To our listeners, we love you.
Yes, we appreciate you guys. We do.
We do.
People who listen when they wake up. You know, they go to work behind a desk or they drive to work.
Yeah, I'm gonna try something new with y'all one day. And so I want to know what y'all think about it for my listeners only.
What are you talking about, Willis?
Slow down. We're talking about Willis.
We're talking about Willis.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I got him.
Yeah, those commercials are classic. They're showing off my acting chops. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
I might have to get back in it. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Because these, YouTube channel ain't paying the bills and whatnot. No, I'm joking. Thank you guys for your support. Don't forget, 50% off on the embossed hoodies.
I've been checking. People are like, nah, I'm going to get mine. Yeah.
ShopUrbanX.com.
Better get them.
Better get it for your sizes through, because a lot of sizes are through already.
Yep.
All right.
If we make it to Wednesday, I'll be very impressed.
I won't be.
No, I'll be very impressed.
Yeah. Okay.
Because once we put that buzz out there for the members only, that's why your $5 member matters.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I think I'm going to make that a habit of just sneaking in, like whispering to the members, yo, get in there now. We got some new threads up. Get in there, get yours. And then, release it to the public.
Somebody said, I think AI is ruining actual artists. People are now selling AI art, but not doing the actual work. What happens with that, right?
That's a good point.
In my opinion, because yes, that is happening. But I think that now with AI, you're just going to have to start just becoming more exceptional in what you do. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just the cream always kind of rises, in my opinion. And I think AI is the thing that's making stuff easier. Yes, it is, right? But I can tell when something was created, it was just kind of put in a system and it would just kind of spit back
generated,
out.
Like it generated, like computer generated. Now, they're getting very good at it. But it's all depending on how you see it. Imagine anything that you can think of now, you now have the ability to express, instantly, that won't take you as long as it took you before. And, you can maximize it to your liking. So that's a unique ability because a lot of times I can't articulate what I want. I know what I want, but the articulation is not running as quick. So now you have an opportunity to, do those things if you know what you're doing. So a real artist is going to take full advantage. I ain't get my order yet, they said, Malcolm. Booster Gold 6.
Wait.
Said they ain't get his order.
I don't see it. Oh. Email, sales@urbanx.nyc. Sales@urbanx.nyc.
If you ain't get your order yet, something else. I bet you I can give you a tracking number for it.
Yeah.
I can tell you that.
Sales, because we're not backed up, right? We sure, yeah.
Nah, we ain't backed up.
Yeah.
So, nah. Sales. And one dude, he called me and said, they must have stole his package. I said, you going to see somebody walking by with your I am on in the hood? This is, these are distinct hoodies.
Yeah, so one of my friends was on the train and saw somebody else in a purple hoodie. He sent me the picture. I was like, that's fire.
Yeah, it's dope.
That's fire.
That's dope. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. Somebody said,
you are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
I'm talking about a
bomb. Yeah, I heard about the Cuban baseball player that had to defect to America after his team lost. No.
No, it's been a long time since I've heard the word defect.
Yeah.
Like somebody had to come to this country in that sense. I mean, it used to happen. I forget what pitcher played for the Yankees. He defected. You know, you don't usually hear much of that often these days.
Did you guys?
I heard about the Mets pitcher who they won and he celebrated and broke his leg.
Yeah, blew his knee, man.
Blew his knee out.
Damn.
Because they all piled up on him and now he out for the season with the Mets. I heard about that.
Damn, that was sick.
Somebody said, I got a purple and a green one. I rocked the green one. Yeah. Hey, Dot, what's new on TikTok? Interesting questions. What's new on TikTok? I haven't really dove in too deep lately. I sent you some stuff.
Yes, you did. Some good
stuff.
I'm
saying some good stuff. You know, so I'm not always, you know, but I got my credit card ready for some action.
So apparently there is something happening in July with the financial system. And people are saying it's going digital in July. Like there's something.
Oh, the CBDC is going to officially go.
I don't know if this.
Well, I think they've been prepping us for it. This is going to be a reality. Yeah. That anything we talk about in this capacity, that means it is already leaked into the consciousness of the people purposely so that we can get talking about it so that when it happened, we know it's coming. And, you know, it's one of those things.
Do you think
Melanated Tower, thank you. Fertility rates may not recover the hive babies. Okay.
Do you think that people, as a result of digital currency, do you think that people will start looking at currency as more of an infinite source, as far as, because I feel like people, when they think of money, they think of it as finite, and that's why I think us as a culture, we kind of like really try to stick each other, but digital is just kind of like, it's there, even though that's kind of how it is now.
Yeah, because it's not backed by gold.
Right.
Now, so they just,
my mic was not my phone.
Okay, they just print more of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And stuff like that, so I'm not sure how this is going to work, but it does align with everything else we see.
Yes.
You already doing digital currency. If you got direct deposit, that is a digital. You can go to a bank and pull out paper money.
Right.
I don't even use paper money no more. Right. I'm going to keep it a bean. I might keep $20 in my pocket just other than everything I buy is.
And you don't even need the card anymore.
You don't even need your card anymore. It's on your phone.
Yeah.
You leave your wallet at home, so you already been conditioned for this to take place. So your money is already coming direct deposit, unless you old school. I need a check.
Yeah.
Go down to check cash place and this and that. So the digital currency thing is just going to be a new way for them to rob you.
Yeah.
Last name first. Thank you for your support.
Thank you. Somebody said people are lazy now, typing prompts to create art for them. Our own imaginations are far more. I agree.
And again, it can stagnate your growth because this is what I said. I said anything outside of yourself, that's the potential of the actual ability that you have internally. Now, using you still have to have an imagination to manifest what it is that you want. If the technical aspect, because I watch my wife, she's a graphic designer, and a lot of times it's the technical stuff, filling in this, it takes 4 hours to do this. If you can get AI to do that, but you still add in your creative presence, it's going to speed up your process. Now, if you are not an artist, and now you're just taking advantage of the abilities there, because you got people do that too.
That's what people were doing during the whole NFT craze.
Absolutely.
They were creating trash.
Trash NFTs, and some of them was making money from it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So that's par for the course. That's always going to happen.
Right.
And you as an artist who've worked hard your whole life on your skill set, I get it. Mm-hmm. I felt that way with MCs. It's keeping it a bean. MCing used to be a real art form you practiced. Now everybody doing it. Mm. So now you go, damn, how's that? And now they got AI that can spit bars for you.
Right, yeah.
Spit beats for you. You know what I mean? So where's this going? It's all downhill from here. And then the intellectual property that you do have and still possess is going to be paramount in some way, shape, form, or fashion. But some of the tedious things that I need to get done,
right,
if AI can do that for me and speed up and expedite processes, I can't fight that.
Right.
I can't.
Right.
You know?
Did you hear? All right, so what's going on in South Florida, man?
With the
curfew.
Yeah,
spring breakers
got killed. The spring breakers
bugging.
Yo, I'm spring break has always been wild, but now it's really wild. It's like these.
We say that every year.
They have no scruples, no morals,
yeah.
And they like to show us, you know, and
oh, yeah,
I was
yeah.
like,
because they show like South Beach for like the black people, but in Panama City, Florida.
They wild
they
out there.
They are bugging out there.
That white on white crime
yeah,
is
yeah, they are
something else.
Bugging.
But they don't show you that. They show these black girls tearing this restaurant down and people out there fighting and jumping on cars. I sent Odyssey the video. I said, don't you ever in your life let me catch you. You know, because Odyssey yeah. likes to travel.
And you be on social media, so
yeah,
you gonna see.
I know. I'm going to be like, is that? Is that what we want that shit? Is that my daughter out yeah. there wilding? So, you know, it's gotten really, really bad to where they had to instill a curfew
yeah.
To shut that down, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy. I feel like I had something else about Florida that we wanted to talk about. No, I
did
don't.
Did you see Savage or Swarm?
Swarm, yes. I saw Swarm.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a show by Donald Glover. Once I saw his name at the end credit, I said, oh, okay, this makes sense.
Yeah.
Just the whole style and
yeah.
how like, you know, they don't want to explain nothing and they just want to be all like extra artsy with
yeah,
certain
eccentric
stuff.
And yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a story. It's basically a series, right? And it's following this one girl and it's going through, it's reenacting cases and rumors that have happened between the years 2016 and 2018 following like Beyonce stands and something like that. So mm-hmm. Beehive, is allegory is the word for the beehive, the swarm?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So just showing how obsessive people can become in these hives and it's crazy.
No, it's crazy. It's crazy. So yeah. Without giving it away,
I'm not going to ruin it.
Go see that.
Go check it. Go check it.
I think I watched the first two episodes.
I watched like three episodes, maybe four. And I was just like,
Yeah, this is a bit much.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's doing a great acting job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, if I see her in public, I'm going to be really scared of her.
Yeah,
like, in real life.
Yes.
Because I don't know if y'all noticed, but like I have big eyes. But like, what you staring at? You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah, no, I'm dead ass serious. Like, what are you looking at?
Dude, you shouldn't have told me that. Now I'm gonna just
like if you're not
I'm
blinking.
I'm gonna torment you.
Yeah. I get nervous. Like, what you staring at? You know what I mean?
What about the people who don't blink?
Them too. That you know what I'm saying?
They be sitting there like this.
Them too. I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Great acting, horrible in it. So I didn't even get all the way to that point.
Malcolm need a show called Spoilers.
I didn't even give it away.
No, he didn't give it away.
I didn't give nothing away, actually. Man, I should. You know what? I'm going to do it. We're just doing content, bro. We're just adding stuff here.
My daughter had big eyes, and she looks surprised all the time.
Yeah, like, what you...
But you got to... Listen, it's funny you say that, because as a kid, as a dachshund kid, I always thought I was ugly. But I thought I had one cute attribute. And I felt when I was just like this, I was ugly. But when I was like this, I was cute. So when all the girls would walk by, I'd be like, oh, hey, come sit in.
Oh, my
God. And I'd do this, and they'd be like, huh? I'd be like, huh? Fuck, you got your eyebrows up for me. Fuck, you asking this shit, you know? So, yeah, but as a kid, you think a little weird stuff
yeah.
like that. Like, girls used to act bow-legged, and
oh,
they
my
do
God.
The little bow-legged thing when they see the boys coming and shit. But you're not bow-legged. I just saw you a few seconds ago. Now you want to get bow-legged yeah. and shit. Yeah, so my little pet peeve was this.
Oh, my God.
And it lightened up my skin too, because I was like real dark, and I would do that like this.
Love yourself.
And
King.
I would just wait until the girls walk by. I'm like, how y'all doing? Mm-hmm. Ooh, that was tough.
Oh,
and then
man.
I go back to who I was.
Yo, you guys been seeing this video of Fauci and Mayor Bowser? And she got our last name.
Your kinfolk.
She got our last name.
Your kinfolk.
God damn it. God damn it.
And they going house to house.
House to house, trying to get people to take the thing.
Take the jibbity jab jab.
Yeah.
And they out there arguing with people. Dude was on his porch like, look, I ain't taking it. He's like, it's the bull. And then she tried to say, well, you know, and he's like the flu. So basically it's the flu. No, it's a little stronger than the flu. And then, you know, Fauci was,
he was like, you know how much science took it? He goes, hey, it was too quick. It was 9 months.
Yeah. Fauci tried to say, 20 years went into this. How? Fauci, this just came about.
You have her. Now, she got our last name, but she ain't Ken. I don't know
She ain't Ken, folk. She ain't
Y'all
Ken
going folk. To the family reunion next week or 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm going to family reunion.
Yeah. If she ain't down there, she ain't Ken.
Yeah, you might actually make it down there. You might, in the last minute, decide to get in your car and come on down.
Leave me alone. Yo, he tried to guilt trip me.
I'm not guilt tripping.
He cried. I heard him crying on the phone a little bit. Like,
everybody's family gonna be there.
I think you should make it. Man.
Everybody's family gonna be down there.
I'm like, Nick, get off my line.
When I take my family photos, I'm gonna be like, Eli and Odyssey. I'm gonna be all sad, man. I wish Marcus and Malcolm was here with me. You know, they could have drove down that one day just to take the pictures of family. Everybody gonna be there having a good time. Other dads throwing the football to their kids. Hey, that's the Johnson family's connected to the power. And you know, then I'm gonna be there with all of my little light crew. Like, I'm gonna tell them you're in jail. I'm gonna say, like, oh Malcolm's in jail. Malcolm and Marcus are in prison. That's what happened.
Somebody said Bowser is a European family name. Okay, I know. I actually met a white dude. His last name is Bowser.
He was football like, don't camp. I own your family?
At football camp.
Yeah, your I was like Bowser.
Yeah, I smoked him though. Like,
I think my family own your
caught,
family.
I caught him on the line.
Yeah, you. He need to get some.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I caught him on the line.
Yeah.
That was funny. I had to take some questions though.
And Bowser's coming out in Super Mario.
He's always been in Super Mario.
Yeah, I'm saying the movie's coming out.
Yes.
I need to go see how they're going to represent
it. It looks good, actually.
How they're going to represent the god.
So they found the XXXTentacion murderers guilty, all three of them.
Okay, yeah, they did that shit. Mm-hmm. They did that shit.
That's good. What else? For you guys who probably like my age, Amanda Bynes. She was a Nickelodeon child star.
Oh yeah.
She was outside running alone, naked by herself. They actually put her on psychiatric lockdown, and it just goes into just this thing with like child stars, man. They
especially in Hollywood.
Oh my god.
You know, that's a part of that you know, that butterfly program and stuff, and you know what I'm saying.
Dude.
The name will come to me, but it's.
What do you mean? Mickey Mouse that path?
No, it's the it's a certain name that they use for the mind control.
Oh.
Not MK Ultra, it's it'll come to me. Monarch.
Oh, Monarch. You said butterfly. Oh,
yeah,
okay, close.
Monarch, yeah. Monarch.
Thank you guys.
Yeah, the Monarch program.
Yeah, she said all of them Nickelodeon, Disney. Yo,
yeah.
You know what's crazy? So a lot of them now, right? The ones who are a little bit more well adjusted, they have like their own YouTube channels and podcasts now, and they just talking about like growing up.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and a lot of the times too, these kids' parents.
They're in on it.
Are in on it, bro. Like Sprouse.
90% of the parents are in on it. They bring their kids to Hollywood to be sacrificed.
Yes.
Because they want fame, fortune, and riches.
So Cole Sprouse and Dylan Sprouse, Zach and Cody, Sweet Life with Zach, the twins. One of them, he's been going in on his mom. He said, mother's the most narcissistic.
Yes.
She ruined our money. We were broke.
She's the handler.
Yeah, man. Yep. The girl, I forget her name, from iCarly, Sam.
Yes.
White girl. She wrote a book called I'm Glad My Mom Died or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the picture, her cover is her like smiling with a pink urn because she was talking about how abusive her mom was.
Yes, her mother was to her.
Amanda, right? Her as well. She was in Nickelodeon when that guy, I forget the guy's name who ran Nickelodeon, but he had a foot fetish. And the symbol for Nickelodeon was an orange foot.
Yes.
And then he used to have her doing skits with her feet. Like, she used to have to, like, make hamburgers and stuff with her feet on her shows. And
yes.
Yo, it is sick. Sick. Dan Schneider, thank you, Coach Wayne.
Yeah. And that's what goes on. And when the parent is not cooperative, they remove the parent.
Janet McCartney. Thank you, Peter Gray. I'm glad y'all be knowing
They turn the kids against the parents to move the parents so they can insert the handler if the parent is not, you know, offering it, because they will offer up everything about their yes. child. You know what I mean? And it's an underground world, guys, of parents grooming their children just for these purposes. Mm-hmm. You know, for a taste of Hollywood and things of that nature. So it's a really deep thing. And so none of them kids ever do well.
Yo.
Did y'all see Aaron Carter's death scene
photo? I did. It looked crazy. He and his brother, Nick Carter. Aaron Carter was his younger brother, obviously. They were like music actors and stuff like that as well. And he committed suicide, I think, last year. But I don't think he died of suicide.
No, I didn't see
He was supposed to be doing an interview, like exposing a lot, like the next day or something like that.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it was some, there's a lot of wild stuff around that.
Mm.
What else, guys? Kyla Pratt's the only semi-normal one. Kind of, yeah.
For now.
Yeah. What else, guys?
For now. You know how that go.
Mm-hmm. What other questions we got? You was telling me about this voice hacking thing.
Oh, yeah. They got this new, with this AI situation, has created an opportunity for voice hacking. So what that means is they can, let's say, for instance, look how long I'm talking online.
Mm-hmm.
They can duplicate my voice, but with their words. Mm-hmm. And then they can call my grandma up and be like, yeah, hey, grandma, this is Black Dot. Hey, Black Spot, how you doing? Grandma, I'm in a lot of trouble right now. I'm in jail.
$10,000
Well, what done happened to you, Black Spot? Look, Grandma, don't worry about it. Just send $5,000 to this number, and then I'll be out. Well, wait a minute. Let me get my stub out here. 500,000 No, not 50 grand. Oh, okay, now. All right, I'm going to send it to you now, and it ain't me.
Yeah.
So that's the new hustle. You got to be careful, because they used to just do the one where, say, we got so-and-so, you know what I'm saying? You know, they now they can use your own voice, and you're going to think.
Yeah.
It's so be careful out there, because they're hacking your voice now and doing whatever they want to do with it.
Thoughts on Kendrick Perkins, him going back and forth about the with J.J. Redick about the MVP voting?
About it being a racist or white people,
mm-hmm.
I agree. I like J.J. Redick, but Kendrick Perkins is no filter.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling you what it is, that it's a process. Carry the hell on. And if the Joker wins again, they're trying to create a narrative here of European white people now being accepted into this game, because I told you they're tired of you Negroes. Because look at Ja Morant. I hate to say it, but look at the picture they're painting of Ja Morant.
Yeah.
Look at the picture they're painting of Kyrie Irving. Yeah. It's too many issues, because you Negroes are privileged. We can now make a European from another country be the MVP of this game that was mastered by black people. We allow Bird to play because Bird earned his right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a few players who white. They just earned that. You know what I mean? And so... What Perkins is saying is Embiid is just as good and then some and so forth. So J.J. Redick tried to double down and say that it's not a racist. So Molly came in and said, statistically speaking,
yeah.
the people who do like the voting
next day,
the very
like...
next day and try to clean it up. And they just overlooked the narrative of what he was saying, that this all the stuff is predetermined.
Yeah, because Jokic is good.
Yes.
Come on.
And the year Steve Nash won twice, Kobe should have won.
Kobe should have won that. Yeah.
Shaq should have won the other one.
Yeah.
This guy was 14 points and 14 assists, and he's the damn MVP since when? So that's how that went down. And so.
Talk about the Jared from Subway. Where's that documentary at? I would watch it.
Oh, and that's a very good documentary.
Where's that at? On Netflix?
It's on Netflix.
Oh.
Yeah, he was I saw it on TikTok. I watched about 8 TikTok videos of it.
You just watched it?
I just downloaded the TikToks and got right to the meat. You know, he was a pedophile.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He had all these weird fetishes and stuff and was using his organization that he created for the kids to do nasty stuff.
There's also a Netflix documentary on Pornhub on Netflix. It's called like Money Shot, something like that. It's supposed to be talking about like just the dark side of that site, the sex trafficking,
oh yes,
revenge porn and stuff like that goes on as a result of that site.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, that's the most website with the most traffic on the planet.
Yes. And behind that, we used to be WorldStar.
No, it's Pornhub now.
Pornhub. Does that make sense though?
Yes, it makes a total sense.
A whole lot of sense. Yeah. So that's why that industry, also run by the mob,
mm-hmm,
gambling, porn, all that's run by the mob. That's why they'll never go broke. Mm-hmm. They all get their money. You just remind me, I got to update my membership.
Got a new card.
Got a new card. Put in a new
information. My old card is on fire.
Old card is on fire. You put me in there.
Oh, man.
Here we go. WorldStar had child porn. Yeah, WorldStar was crazy.
Let's see. Come on, more questions, guys. More questions before we get up out of here. Or we could save some questions for Wednesday because we're going to be right back with you.
Yeah, we're coming right back at you.
I mean,
we're coming right back at you on Wednesday.
Somebody said, I binge watched Sean. Yeah, it was shorter than I expected. So somebody said, how do you get rid of a crazy chick? Go.
How do we get rid of a crazy chick?
Yes, I guess somebody is stalking my man, Coach Wayne.
You meet her, you tell her to meet you in the middle of the woods. Make sure no one else comes with it. Use a burner phone so they can't trace you. And then you get in the back of the woods and go watch Swarm and follow the instructions from Swarm. Now, this is the key to this, though.
Oh, we doing after show?
No, that'll be Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Because what we'll do is, when you bury the body, right?
Okay.
What you got to do is, see, this is a hack. I learned this on TikTok, too. You bury a doll. You bury that body 8 feet down.
Uh-huh.
Right? Then 5 feet down, you bury a dead doll.
Uh-huh.
And you cover it up. See, because when they come, they got the dogs.
Uh-huh.
Dogs picking up a scent. You know what I mean? And then when they dig it up, it's the dog. And they think that's all that was there. But little did they know deep down.
I'm going to just hit the allegedly button. I don't know why. I feel like we need to, you
that
know.
Crazy chick. Allegedly. That you talking about, Wayne? They'll never find her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm not a doctor. And don't take any of that stuff.
Oh, my God.
Okay, yeah. We got breakdown of 120 next week. Yes. I will be on Sincere Love the Gods podcast on a Tuesday. And we will be going into 120 Degrees, the song we did.
Yo, download, get that album, man.
And get that album. Get the Master's Table. Stop playing.
Get that album.
Please stop playing. So, yeah, we will be into that. What's up with Cam Bottom, the Holy Ghost 3 Dot? I'm not sure because I think he's having another baby. You know, he had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's having another one. And Cambada moves with the wind.
He does.
And that's, you can never get him down in a spot for a long period of time. That's just who he is. So when he rolls through, and he'll have the album ready when you see him, it just got to be one of those things. That's how he works.
Did we talk about Mississippi reinstating Jim Crow laws?
Yeah, we did.
I think we did.
We did. We cover a lot on this show.
Yeah, I'll get more information for you on Wednesday. How about that?
Yep. And with that being said.
That being said, guys, don't forget, like, share, and subscribe. We love you. Don't forget to visit shopurbanx.com to get these embossed hoodies 50% off. They will be gone.
They'll be gone.
They will be gone. Your size is probably already gone.
But go for it.
But go for it.
And then don't get crazy and get one.
Right.
Stop playing.
Right. You know what I mean? Double up, triple up. Some
you
people quadruple up.
You got a big fly on your head, dog.
What? Seriously?
Oh, that's the headphones thing.
Oh. Thought you was peeling, my nigga.
Yeah, y'all was watching me on the screen. Y'all ain't say nothing. You ain't, now you want to say nothing?
Yeah, they was peeling me.
Man.
Yeah, you're all right.
All right.
Anywho.
We leaving, man. So Wednesday, and we'll have an after show for you guys.
Yes, for sure. We definitely will.
All right.
Peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.